Pastor Jan is preparing to come, and she's going to be bringing the word today. I have a couple things I want to say about Mothers and Mother's Day before I turn it over to her. First of all, in case you didn't know, it's Mother's Day. To the mothers, grandmothers, and other female guardians for whom this day brings joy, who feel the love, laughter, and closeness of their children and grandchildren, if they have them, we celebrate with you. Your sacrifices, nurture, strength, and faithfulness are a gift to your families and to our world. You reflect the heart of God in the way you love, lead, and pour yourself out each day. And we honor and we commend you. To the women for whom Mother's Day is tender, complicated, or maybe even painful, today we see and recognize you too. Whether you're a woman who longs for children but remains childless, one who has known the heartbreak of miscarriage, or one who carries the deep ache of a child, or a mother lost, this day may not feel like celebration. It may feel like sorrow, longing, or silence. But you're not alone, and you are recognized. The pages of Scripture hold the stories of women who would have found this day just as hard, at least at some point in their life, like Sarah, Rachel, Hannah, Naomi, Ruth, and Elizabeth. Women who waited, who wept, who questioned, who mourned. Their pain was real, and so is yours. And just like them, your story matters. Romans 12:15 calls us to rejoice with those who rejoice and weep with those who weep. So today, as flowers and gifts are given by family members and cards are written, we make space for both. So to those celebrating new life, we rejoice with you. To those grieving loss, we mourn with you. To those mothering through hardship, we honor you. To those who feel forgotten, we remember you. To those still hoping, we're waiting with you. To those who love like mothers, whether you are one physically or not, in all the unseen ways, we thank you. So this Mother's Day, we acknowledge the beauty and the brokenness of this day. You are loved. You're not invisible. You're not forgotten. And in your pain and in your joy, in your strength and in your weakness, we want you to know that you are seen, remembered, and honored. Amen. I'm going to ask my wife, Pastor Jan, to come. For most all of you, you don't need any introduction. If you do, I'll introduce you after service because we want to give her as much time as possible. Pastor Jan is my wife. We have been in ministry situations where there are people, especially children and young people, that knew her a whole lot better than me. And they were totally surprised to find out that I was Pastor Jan's husband. So I've even been called Mr. Pastor Jan. So I do want to say this, though. This is my personal opinion. You don't have to amen, but she is a wonderful one. A wonderful woman of God who loves God and loves people. And she is a wonderful wife. And as of this Saturday, we will have been married 44 years this Saturday. So Pastor Jan,
thank you, my precious darling. I feel so emotional right now. I feel so honored to be your mother. I'll never forget about 17 or 18 years ago, Brother Will said to me, and I was in my early to mid 40s, and he said to me, "How does it feel to be the mother of the church?" And he was probably about 80 years old at the time, and I said, "Well, I guess I look pretty good to be a mother of an 80-year-old. Well, I just declare to you today that I am, if you consider this your church home, I'm your mom, your spiritual mom. And I consider that such a great honor. And you see all the flags on the back wall that represents my children. I am Jamaica, Haitian, Rican, Filipino, partial Japanese. I can't say them all, but that's who I am because these are my children here. I love to tell people about our church. And I love to tell them we're a little touch of heaven. Because you see, in heaven, There's not going to be a black heaven, a white heaven, an Asian heaven, a Hispanic heaven. There's heaven for one people, and we are one people. I just happen to be a little paler than some of my children, and that's okay. Pastor shared something with you about Mother's Day. I want to share the things my mother taught me. My mother taught me to appreciate a job well done. She said to us kids, if you're going to kill each other, do it outside. I've already cleaned the house. She taught me religion. You better pray that comes out of the carpet. She taught me time travel. If you don't straighten up, I'm going to knock you into next week. She taught me foresight. Make sure you put on clean underwear. You never know if you're going to be in an accident. Now, I don't quite understand that one. She taught me irony. You keep crying, I'll give you something to cry about. She taught me contortionism. Will you look at the dirt on the back of your neck? She taught me weather. It looks as if a tornado swept through your room. She taught me the circle of life. I brought you into this world, honey child. I can take you out. She taught me logic. If you fall off that swing and break your neck, don't come crying to me. She taught me medicine. If you don't stop crossing your eyes, they're going to freeze like that. She taught me a challenge. What were you thinking? Answer me when I talk to you. Don't you talk back to me. She taught me roots. Do you think you were raised in a barn? She taught me anticipation. You just wait till your father gets home. She taught me justice. One day you're going to have kids, and I hope they grow up to be just like you. Wow. Y'all laugh because you've said some of the same things. And some of you laugh because you've heard those same things. I want to pray, and then I'm going to jump right in. Father God, I step back in the name of Jesus, and I ask you, Holy Spirit of God, to step in and speak through me. Help me to say every word you would have me say, and not one less or one more, in the name of Jesus, and touch hearts, change lives today through your Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name, and everybody said, amen. Many of you know I do prison ministry. And the other day, as I was leaving the prison, I was hugging some of the ladies, and one lady said to me, I have to hug you again. You smell like the outside world, and that's a good thing. And another lady said, she smells like freedom. That thought permeated in my spirit, and I just could not get away from that thought. And I'm like, God, what do you want me to do with this? And here we are on Mother's Day, and I'm going to talk about what fragrance are you wearing. Now, y'all saw me put all these bottles of fragrances up here, and you're probably wondering, what in the world is that? Well, you're going to find out. You see, it's important that we wear the proper fragrance. I love a good fragrance. I love something that just smells not harsh, but just soft and good. I love that. In fact, something most of you probably don't know is I used to work for a top-of-the-line fragrance company when I was in my 20s. And I learned all the proper things about how to wear fragrance and how not to wear fragrance and all those things. But you know what? Not only is it important that we wear our fragrance properly, but that we spiritually wear our fragrance properly, that it's true spirituality that we are wearing. Ephesians 2, 14 to 16 says, but thanks be to God who always leads us in Christ's triumphal procession and through us spreads the aroma of the knowledge of him everywhere. For we are to God the pleasing aroma of Christ. Are you wearing the aroma of Christ today? This message is not just for ladies. This is for young ladies. This is for men and young men. It's so important that we learn to wear the aroma of Christ. You see, when you've encountered the Lord Jesus Christ, you've surrendered your life to Him. You begin to carry something eternal. Well, Pastor Jen, how do I get the aroma of Christ? I want to smell like the aroma of Christ. How do I get there? To choose the aroma of Christ, you must first choose Christ. You have to surrender your life to Him. You have to accept Him as your personal Lord and Savior. Lay down your sin, all of it, and accept His grace. Romans 12, 1 and 2 says, therefore I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your proper worship. Do not conform to the pattern of this world. And I'm going to tell you something. This world is getting very difficult. It's crazy out there. But as men and women and young people of God, we've got to be so careful that we don't conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will. That tells us God desires for us to be a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to Him. My friend, today, if you want to wear the aroma of Christ, you have got to be so very careful what you allow in your ear gate and in your eye gate. My mama always said, you're going to become like those you spend time with. You lay down with a dog, you're going to get up with fleas. Come on, somebody. You sleep with a pig, you're going to get up smelling like a pig. You've got to be guarded. You want to wear the aroma of Christ. You've got to be guarded in everything you do. And I would even say, I'm your mama, so I can just be real, right? Let me just pull on your ear a little bit. I learned that phrase from Lizette. I would even say, guard how much news you watch. Come on, somebody. I'm not saying walk around blind and don't pay attention to the news, but if you watch it all the time, you're just feeding on that. You are going to get down in the dumps. You're going to have the mully grubs. Oh, dear God, I don't know how we're going to make it. Lord Jesus, come soon. And we're not pleasing to Him when we do that. You might need to pay a little attention to the news, but you know, on the news, they don't share the good stuff. They look for any negative thing they possibly can to make us feel like, oh. Be so careful what you watch, what you listen to, and who you spend your time with. If you're hanging out with somebody that's always just ragging on other people, you're going to start ragging on other people. Guard who you spend your time with. Number two, we have to learn to apply our fragrance daily. If I spray this perfume on today, I'm going to smell good today, right? But do you think I'm going to smell good tomorrow if I don't reapply tomorrow? No, it's only good for today. We have to reapply every day. And the same thing goes for our spiritual walk. You see, in the natural, when we're talking about fragrance, and this is something I learned when I worked for Cosmere, the fragrance company, we need to layer our fragrance. Shower gel. This is called 1,000 Wishes. Wash with the shower gel. Get out. I'm going somewhere with this, I promise. And then put the lotion on, 1,000 Wishes lotion. Ooh, I'm smelling so good. And then, if you got the body spritz, put on the body spritz. Ooh, you're smelling so good. And then last but not least, put on the perfume. But Pastor Jan, you're going to smell so strong. Well, you want to do that when you first get out of the shower, not right before you walk out the door. And then it settles down to be a soft, sweet, savoring smell that will stay with you throughout the day. You got to layer it on. Some of y'all didn't know that. Let me just give you another thing, and I've seen so many women do this, and I've done it myself. When you spray a perfume or men a cologne, you're not supposed to do this. That crushes the fragrance. That was for free, y'all. All right, but how do we put on the aroma of Christ every day? Some of you are probably thinking, I know where she's going. Well, good. I'm glad you do. That means I've been a good mama. Number one, bathe in the Word of God every day. Ephesians 5:26 tells us we're cleansed by the washing of the Word. You can't come to church on Sunday and hear the pastor preach and think, well, I'm good for the next week. That may hold you over that day, but my friend, you have to take in the Word of God for yourself. And the truth is, you need to be making sure that your pastor and whoever else you listen to sharing the gospel is telling the truth. Now, I'm going to tell you, my husband is not going to lie to you, but he's stinky flesh and blood just like the rest of us. If he doesn't take a shower after he cuts the grass, his pits stink too. Y'all didn't know that, did you? He would never purposely mislead or misguide you, but you need to study, and neither would I, but you need to study for the word and make sure that what you're being taught is what the Word of God says. Bathe yourselves in the Word. And you must layer that Christ aroma, not just with the Word of God, but with prayer. Philippians 4:6-7 says, do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. So if you want to have the aroma of Christ, you've got to bathe yourself fresh in the Word every day. Pastor Jan, you know, I just don't have time. You're lying to yourself. Because we all have the same 24 hours every day. And my husband said to me about a month or so ago, he goes, baby, you are busier now than you've been in your entire life. And that's true. And that's not a complaint. It is what it is. But I'm going to tell you something. I have to bathe in the Word of God every day. If I don't, you don't want to be around me. Ask my husband. I must bathe myself in the Word of God every day. I must soak up that presence. I must spend time in His Word, layering the Word and layering it with prayer. And then I must let His presence soak into my soul. I need to sit before the Lord and listen to what He is saying to me. Well, you're a pastor. You have to do that. My children, it's not because I'm a pastor I have to do that. It's because I'm stinky flesh and blood. We all need the Word of God. Sunday's not enough. Wednesday's not enough. We need Jesus every day of the week. The Bible tells us to pray without ceasing. There's times I'll be standing at my sink washing dishes or rinsing them to put them in the dishwasher. And I will just start talking to God. God, thank you so much for your blessing in my life. Sometimes I may be taking a shower and I'm talking to Jesus. And I'm telling you, when I drive down the road, you can just bet your boots I'm talking to Jesus a lot when I'm driving down the road. We need Jesus all the time, but especially driving today. We must learn to soak in His presence. And then we need to make sure that our fragrance isn't overpowering. Do not look at anybody and do not say somebody's name out loud. But have you ever walked past somebody and you're like, woo! That is, their fragrance is so strong. It's either a perfume or a cologne or body stink. Now don't look at nobody. But you walk past somebody and it's overwhelming. The smell, their aroma. It is not good at all. But do people walk past you and go, wow, the aroma of Christ. I can smell the aroma of Christ. Not that people are going to literally say that, but they're going to sense something different about you. They're going to see Jesus in you by the way you think, the way you talk, the places you go, the places you don't go. We must ask ourselves, is my presence inviting others to Christ, or does my presence repel people from Jesus? A few years ago, Pastor Tim, y'all know we're chaplains at Sonny's Barbecue Restaurant for the workers, and Pastor Tim and I had gone in on a Sunday night just to check on our workers, and they were just up in a tizzy. They were all frustrated and irritated and just looking at each other and just, and we're like, what's going on? And they said, you see that group of people back there, standing back there? And we're like, yes. They said, they just came from church, and they're back there having a prayer meeting. But they were the worst customers we've ever had. They were fussing at us. They were demanding. They were rude. Now, Mama Bear wanted to come out. When they walked, those people walked outside, I said to my husband, baby, I'm going to go talk to them. He goes, no, you're not. I said, but baby, look how they've treated our workers. They have so misrepresented Jesus Christ to these workers who we're trying to represent Jesus to. And I told the workers, I want to go talk to them. But my husband said, no, leave it alone. Let God deal with them. And he was probably right. But in my mama's heart, I just wanted to go. I didn't want to go tell them off. I just wanted to say, you know, my heart hurts because the workers saw y'all standing up. I mean, they literally were standing up. It was probably about 10 or 12 of them. And they're holding hands and they're praying out loud in a restaurant. And they've been so rude to our servers. Whose aroma do you think they were putting off? It was not the aroma of Jesus Christ. And I know I've said this many times, Pastor has too, but if you're going to go to a restaurant, I don't care how your servers treat you. They may be off-putting. Their fragrance may be off, but that does not give us the right to tell them off and to be mean and rude and ugly to them. We need to be loving and kind and caring. And maybe say, Susie, you seem to be having a rough day today. Is there something I could pray for you about? You'll be amazed how that can change somebody's whole attitude. And if you don't want to say pray, you can just be kind to them. Susie, you seem like you're having a rough day. Is there anything I can do for you? And then my friend tip them a little extra that day. And tips, by the way, today are 20%. So don't go laying a dollar on the table with your $50 check thinking you're doing them some good. I'm just pulling on your ear, okay? All right, that wasn't even in my notes. Children, please don't argue with people about Jesus. You will not win somebody to Jesus Christ. You will be off-putting. You will make them want nothing to do with your Jesus if you're going to argue with them about Jesus. If you're going to tell them you're going to go to hell if you don't change your attitude, and they're probably thinking, well, I'll meet you there. And I'm not saying we're going to be perfect. Sometimes we may or do, say or do something to our children or to a coworker or to someone that's wrong. But can I tell you, my friend, you need to own it. The minute you realize it was wrong, ask God, God, please forgive me. And then go to that coworker, go to that child, go to that spouse, whoever it is, and say, you know, when I said such and such to you the other day, it was so wrong of me. Would you please forgive me? And don't just say, well, but you made me feel that way. That's not an apology. An apology is just owning it and saying, I'm so sorry. Please forgive me. And sincerely mean it. People know if you're being honest or not. You want to wear the aroma of Christ, you have to be so loving like Jesus. How did Jesus treat people? When they came against him, he just stood there and took it. I mean, Jesus could have called 10,000 angels and said, zap them for me. He could have been rude and arrogant, but he was not. We need to be like Jesus. And as we learn to bathe in his word, soak up his presence, and talk with him in prayer, we become more like Him. The aroma of Christ is going to fill us more and more. When you walk past, does someone say, I don't know what they're wearing, but I want some of that? Pray that people, that God will help you to become the aroma of Christ to people, and they'll want what you have. Years ago, when I was working at a fragrance counter, and a lady walked up to me and she said, "You are in my blankety blank territory." And in my flesh, I wanted to say, "Well, there is no territory. Too bad, so sad." But thank God I'd spent some time with Jesus. And He helped me to just say, "You know what, I'm so sorry. I did not realize this was your spot. I'll gladly move." And this lady had a foul mouth, and God just said, "Love on her. Every time you see her, just be kind to her." And a couple of months later, every time I would see her, I'd be like, "Hey, how are you? Good to see you, my friend." A couple of months later, she said, would you be willing to come to my house for lunch? I need somebody to talk to." And I said, "Sure." I went to her house and she broke down and cried and told me the nightmare she was living through. You see, when people are mean and rude, a lot of times it's because they've got such brokenness, such hurt in their hearts, they've not allowed God to heal them. And we can be the healing balm of Gilead to somebody if we'll choose to respond in love and not flesh. We became really good friends that day. I wish I could tell you she surrendered her life to Christ. I can't tell you she did. I hope she did eventually. But I did share the love of Jesus with her. A few months later, she got taken on by, I don't know if y'all have ever heard, you probably heard of the fragrance Giorgio. And she started working for them. And they told her they needed her to hire someone. And the one she was going to hire was going to be making a lot more money than what I was making, like $5 more an hour. And this was back when I was in my 20s. She hired me. Now, I'm not perfect. I've not always gotten it right. There's been times I've had to say, "I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. The way I responded to you was not right." But please make sure as you wear the aroma of Christ, you are willing to do that. Choco de Jesus said in his book, The Limitless Surprises of a Faithful God, he said, "The evidence of your spiritual maturity is how you think, talk, and act." If you are really spiritually mature, you're wearing the aroma of Christ, you are going to be loving to other people. You're not going to be rude. You're not going to be like, "Well, I hope that happens to you." You will be very loving. And if you mess up, you fess up. You may look good on the outside. Your Sunday best. Today, it was declared hat day for Mother's Day to honor our mothers and our mothers of the past. So I got my hat on. But if you're dressed looking so good on Sunday, "Hallelujah, I love you, Jesus." And then on Monday, you're cursing and you're shouting and you're being rude and ugly to your family. Do you think they sense the true aroma of Christ in you? No. Sweet woman of God, sweet man of God, make sure you are putting on the aroma of Christ every day so that you are spreading the love of Jesus to your children, to your coworkers, to your neighbor, to that one that gets on your last nerve. How many fragrance lovers do we have in the house? Perfume. I'm not talking about the aroma of Christ, but you love perfume. Come on up here, Juliet. Are you able to walk up here? So now you're going to find out why I have these fragrances up here. You can just come right down here. I won't make you come up on the platform. That's okay. Now, just looking at these, which one do you think you would choose? Don't look at the names. Just look at the appearance.
Look at my
This one? Look at it. Open it up. What's? That is a pretty bottle. Just pull it up. Uh-huh. What's wrong with it? No, it's got a sprayer. Look at it really good. You don't have your glasses on? Yes, it's empty. It's empty. Look how beautiful this fragrance bottle is. I would have chosen that one too. But it's empty. Again, we may dress up and look good on the outside, but if Jesus Christ is not living and flowing through you on the inside, you're empty. We need Jesus. Would you agree this would be your second favorite? Not the name, the look. You would go for the sparkly one, but pretend, for mama's sake, you would choose this one. She's not working with my thing. It is a pretty bottle, right? And it's, can you see that's full? Yeah, let me spray some of this for you. You're going to love this. Oh, my word, I'm not going to believe this. My own thing isn't working. Yesterday when I sprayed it, it didn't smell bad. It smelled rancid. This bottle is probably 10 years old. And fragrance does not, my mother never could, I couldn't get her to understand this. Fragrance does not last. It goes rancid after, the shelf life is 3 to 5 years depending on the fragrance. And yesterday, I promise you, when I sprayed it, it smelled rancid. Not today. I know. I cannot believe that. It's resurrected. Oh, but anyway, let's just pretend that it smells rancid. It looks good on the outside. Isn't that a pretty bottle? But if it's stinky on the inside, it doesn't matter how good you look on the outside. If you've got a stinky attitude, it's not going to help you. It's not good at all. But let me get another. Oh, they're far away. Let's try this one. How does this smell? It's a little strong. Let it dry. Are you smelling alcohol? This is really not working. Let it dry. Let it dry. You have to let it dry. Smell this. That's what it's supposed to smell like. Just a nice, soft little fragrance. So you would have chosen correctly when you chose the pretty, sparkly bottle. It's beautiful on the outside, and the fragrance on the inside is beautiful as well. Can we give our amazing helper a hand? Thank you, Juliet. I cannot believe those did not work. But you get the point. We can look so good on the outside and be empty on the inside. Or we can look so good on the outside and be stinky on the inside. And my friend, I'm going to tell you something. You can cut the grass and get all nasty and then come in. And if you think spraying pretty over stink is going to clean you up, it's not. You got to shower. I'm so grateful my husband gets that. We would have trouble if he didn't. Because I don't like stink very well at all. But we have to make sure that every day we are applying the aroma of Jesus Christ. How do we do that? Spending time in the Word. talking with God and allowing His Holy Spirit to soak into our soul. Which, don't answer out loud, but which fragrance represents you? Beautiful on the outside, but stinky on the inside? Stunning on the outside, but empty. There's nothing. Are beautiful on the outside and the inside. Which fragrance are you? Are you full of the fragrance of Jesus Christ? Have you allowed Him to come in and wash you? Your spirit, your soul, your mind, your thought life. Wash it all and let it go. You know, at the prison the other day, and I can't do it today because I've got on a dress, but I was showing the ladies, you can't have one foot inside the world and one foot with Jesus. It doesn't work. I literally, we have a, at the prison in the chapel, there's a thing like this, and I literally put one foot up here and then one foot on the floor. And I said, how easy would it be to walk with one foot here and one on the floor? Almost impossible. And a little painful if your hips are as old as mine. I'm 42, by the way. Not. We have to make sure that we're soaking in the aroma of Christ every day and not having one foot in the world and one foot serving Jesus. It doesn't work. We have to go all the way. And can I tell you, sweet women of God, sweet men of God, sweet young people of God, and those of you, if you've not accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, I pray today will be that day. It is the greatest life you will ever live. Will it be perfect? No. Jesus said, there's going to be trouble. You're going to have situations, but don't fear, I've overcome the world. You will have situations. You will have trouble. But there's something so beautiful about the peace of God, even when you're walking through difficult circumstances. There is something so amazing that even when you are in the valley of the shadow of death, you don't have to fear evil. For God is your shepherd. He will be with you. He will walk with you. He will carry you. Even when you're walking through difficult situations financially, Jesus will help you. If you are walking in obedience to His word. You can't just call on Jesus when you need something. It's got to be a relationship. Again, don't raise your hand if your child's ever done this to you. And if they have, I'm so sorry. But have you ever had a child that the only time they call you and you know, oh, they need money. Oh, they need something. Some of you are grinning. You know what I'm talking about. And you're like, you love them, but it hurts your heart so much that the only time a child would call is if they want or need something. But when your child calls and says, hey, Mom, I just called to say I love you. Thank you for being my mom. And they don't ask for anything. How beautiful is that? And if you still have a mother alive today, I pray that you would call her today. If she's not with you, you're not able to go see her. Call her and tell her, Happy Mother's Day, Mommy. I love you. Thank you for giving me life. Oh, but Pastor Jen, you don't know what kind of mother I had. It doesn't matter. You wouldn't be here without her. Call her and tell her you love her. And after she picks herself up off the floor, don't ask her for anything. Let your moms know. Let your wives know. Men, let your wives know how much you appreciate your wives. I'm going to close by hitting on the men with this for a moment. Men, treat your wives with love. With adoration. You see, Jesus wants us to love, wants you men to love your wives as Christ loved the church. And Christ was willing to lay down His very life for the church. this attitude of men ruling, my wife better be there to pick up my drool, is not the aroma of Christ. If every man would treat their wives with such love, honor, and respect, I think for most of you, you would find your wives would be treating you back with love, honor, and respect. And women, you need to treat your husbands with love, honor, and respect. It goes both ways. It goes both ways. Are you full of the fragrance of Christ, or have you allowed the world to sour your scent? Or perhaps you're empty this morning and you need filling. Would everybody stand to your feet? My challenge for myself and each one of you, for those of you online watching, let the aroma of Christ be so rich, so pure, so irresistible that those around you would say, I don't know what they're wearing, but I sure want some of that. May it be the aroma of Christ. May you draw people, not to yourself, but to Jesus by the way you live, by the way you talk, by the way you walk, by the places you go. May your legacy, sweet women of God, be the one that leaves behind the sweetest scent of all. And that scent is Jesus. You can't buy that aroma with money. There's nothing we can do to earn the love of Jesus. He's done what it takes. We just have to accept who He is and ask Him to come in, cleanse us, fill us full of His love, and help us to be the woman of God, the man of God, the young person of God, the child of God He wants us to be. I just want to declare to every one of you women today that are mothers, happy Mother's Day. For those of you that maybe this is a hard day, you've lost your mom. I lost my mom 4.5 years ago. But you know what? Instead of focusing on, oh, my mom's not here, I'm focusing on, thank you, Jesus, for blessing me with such a sweet mommy. Thank you, God, that she's around the throne worshiping you and busy and happy, healthy, and whole. You know, we can focus on the, or we can focus on, God, thank you for what you've done in my life. For those of you, as Pastor said, that today is a struggle, we see you. And we want to open the altars before we close today. If you need prayer, if you want to give your life to Jesus, or if you would just say, I'm feeling empty today, if our prayer team would come on down and allow us to pray with you, the prayer of faith. God sees you, my friend. He hears you, and He loves you oh so much. God bless you.